Hey, it's Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon.
And I'm Dave Anderson from the Forest Society. And this is Something Wild. Hey, have you seen that new movie, Jurassic World, yet?
No, but it looks pretty wild.
It sure does. And it got me thinking about animals that disappear and then reappear.
Are we talking science fiction or magic trick?
Watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat!
Actually, I'm talking about extirpation.
Extirpation?
Yeah, it often gets confused with the word extinction, but they aren't exactly the same.
Okay, so let's lay out the vocabulary.
Okay, extinct means species no longer in existence, having no living representatives, gone everywhere.
Things like the brontosaurus, tens of millions of years ago.
Or the woolly mammoth, 10,000 years ago.
The passenger pigeon, just 10 decades ago.
Extant obviously refers to things that do exist. Virtually every creature we talk about on Something Wild is extant.
So extinct and extant are opposites. But where exactly does extirpated fit?
Well, biologists use extirpated to refer to a species that no longer exists in a specific region.
So I've heard people mistakenly say, wild turkeys used to be extinct, but now they're back in New Hampshire.
Classic error. Wild turkeys were extirpated in New Hampshire. They didn't disappear from the entire planet. They just stopped occurring in our state.
So we really can't talk about extirpation without talking about the where.
And the when. Animal ranges are constantly shifting. Their margins are moving back and forth in response to changes in climate, in their food supply, and also changes in populations of their competitors and predators. And that includes in response to human activities, too.
Wow, got it.
So when an animal no longer occurs in a particular geographic area, say a mountain range or a watershed, or more often within some artificial boundary that only humans recognize, like a state line, they qualify as extirpated.
Okay, so what, where, and when? Wild turkeys.
What?
Were extirpated from New Hampshire.
Where?
In the late 1800s.
When?
Due to a combination of unregulated hunting and changes in habitat. But now I see them everywhere in the state.
Right. New Hampshire fish and game biologists estimate there are 40,000 turkeys in the state now. Biologists reintroduced them in the 1970s. And they might have returned on their own, but translocation sped up the process.
Very cool.
And there's more. And this might blow you away. These terms apply to plants just as well as animals.
Whoa.
Botanists have found both hemlock and beech trees migrated hundreds of miles across the eastern U.S. following the end of the last ice age.
So same process, different time frames. Hemlock, once extirpated by ice, now extant in New England once again, and all part of a natural process.
But humans often play a significant role in the extirpation of species, and that has caused extinctions.
We've been responsible for the elimination of some really common things.
Passenger pigeons, possibly the most abundant bird in North America 200 years ago, we'd done them in by overhunting, and now they're extinct worldwide.
So here's a question. Just like in Jurassic Park, is the passenger pigeon a species we should bring back from extinction, if we could?
Well, with advances in genetic research, it seems like we're getting closer to having that option. But you know, we have to remember one thing. We're part of an almost incomprehensibly complex ecological web.
But we wiped out the pigeon. Shouldn't we fix that, if we can?
Stay humble, my friend. Who are we to decide? We're not completely objective on the topic. I guarantee you that human values cloud our ability to fully recognize ecological processes at work. Changes, some really big changes, can occur with or without help from us.
Just ask the dinosaurs.
Wrong hat.
And if we haven't extirpated your questions about all things wild, shoot us an email at somethingwild@nhpr.org.
And don't forget to subscribe to the show on iTunes or email us at somethingwild@nhpr.org. I'm Chris Martin.
And I'm Dave Anderson. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.
Many happy returns.